Blog Talk Radio.
Start up the usual Mariah here. Oh, he has one.
Thank you. Darling, it will be so. Would we celebrate? Country music fans lost a legend on March 20th, 2020, when singer-songwriter Kenny Rogers died at age 81. Fans and celebrities alike pay tribute to the icon, including the Texas native longtime friend and collaborator Dolly Parton. Parton wrote on Instagram, "You never know how much you love somebody until they're gone. I've had so many wonderful years and wonderful times with my friend Kenny. But above all the music and the success, I left him as a wonderful man and a true friend." Fellow country star Reba McEntire commented on her post, quote, "Dolly, he sure loved you. Not only did Rogers and Parton share a lot of love, they also worked together on various projects. From the duo's 1985 concert film, Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton Together, to their hit like Islands in the Stream, they were an unstoppable force. In fact, the two were so in sync that relationship rumors dogged them for years. Some might assume this topic was uncomfortable for Rogers' five ex-wives, some of whom spoke out after the country crooner's passing. This includes Marianne Gordon, Rogers' fourth wife, and mother to his son Christopher Cody Rogers. Marianne Gordon, an actor, was married to Kenny Rogers from 1977 to 1993. During this time, Gordon got to know the country legend on a deep level, especially where it concerned his close friendship with Dolly Parton. When asked by Closer Weekly about the romance rumors on March 24th, shortly after Rogers' death, she replied, "I never felt uncomfortable at all. I just knew him so well. But it's funny that you say that. We had a tennis pro who traveled with us, Doug Dean, asked me too. I told him Kenny said I like her as a friend and we have a great thing on stage. We lose it. There is sexual tension and teasing each other and it would screw it up."
I've been on the road with Kenny for several weeks now. Every day my dress get a little shorter, a little more. Here we are, both of us lonely, and Marianne out there talking.
Although Gordon is pretty sure nothing happened between the collaborators, she doesn't rule it out. She added, "Dolly might have made a move, though. It's entered my mind because she always said she thought like a man. I don't mean it badly. Dolly's a fun girl." For those who might not believe Marianne Gordon's account of Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers' relationship, they should probably take note of a 2013 interview the two did with ABC News. When asked directly whether they were an item at one point, the Jolene singer replied,
"Never crossed our minds, because he was with people. I've been married for 40. I've been with my husband 48 years."
Rogers joked,
"That chemistry and that connection comes from an unrequited love, if you will, because we never consummated anything."
At the end of the day, the pair's story begins and ends with friendship. Parton told CMT's Cody Allen in 2017, "Kenny's friendship means more to me than our hit records. Actually, we're kind of like soulmates. He's from Texas and I'm from Tennessee. There's an old famous country song, T for Texas, T for Tennessee. We always sing that to each other." She added, "I love his singing. I love his voice. I never tire of hearing him sing. And I think our voices blend great, so I'm really proud of the musical part of that as well. Of course, it's completely reasonable to have a platonic soulmate. And we think this perfectly explains why Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers never dated. Despite their relationship not working out, Marianne Gordon has nothing but nice things to say about Kenny Rogers. Speaking to Closer Weekly, she recalled, "I always felt his total focus was on me. If anyone wanted anything from him, he was looking me in the eye and said, whatever she wants to do." The actress admitted how she felt she lost Rogers' attention when he turned 50, although she says she doesn't hold it against him now. She said, "He was always in a good mood and had a wonderful sense of humor about things, and he really didn't change a thing. Considering Rogers was worth a reported $250 million when he died, this compliment says a lot about his character. Now that Rogers is gone, Gordon is focused on remembering the good times." She shared, "The end of a relationship like that could be devastating, but there were so many fabulous memories. I like to think about those." Check out one of our newest videos right here. Plus, even more Nikki Swift videos about your favorite celebrities are coming soon. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and hit the bell so you don't miss a single one.
It seems like recently, tabloids have been stirring up quite a bit of rumors about country music stars. Last time we covered rumors, it was related to Miranda Lambert and how a tabloid ran an article stating that she was divorcing her husband, Brendan McLaughlin, who she just married in January of this year. And of course, her rep responded with a statement debunking the whole article and made it clear that they are still happily married. But now, we have more stories circulating with rumored news, and that is that country music legend Kenny Rogers' health was declining to the point where he required care from a doctor 24/7 and that he was near the end. However, a statement was released on Kenny Rogers' social media that the speculation from several media outlets about his health was wild misinformation. The release read, "Due to recent wild misinformation and speculation from several media outlets, we are issuing the following statement on behalf of Kenny Rogers. Kenny was recently admitted to a local Georgia hospital and treated for dehydration. He will remain there to complete some physical therapy to get his strength back prior to discharge. He appreciates the concern and well wishes he has received from his fans and can assure everyone he plans on sticking around through the years to come. Now, back in 2015, Kenny Rogers retired from country music, but would continue to tour until 2018 on his farewell tour titled The Gambler's Last Tour. Close to being finished with his farewell tour, he was ordered by doctors to stop. Kenny's publicist at the time made a statement to People magazine saying, Kenny Rogers has been working through a series of health challenges. His doctors fully expect the outcome to be great, but they have advised him to cancel all performances through the end of the year to focus on recuperation. According to Taste of Country, the online news website, known as Radar Online, reported on May 29th of this year that Kenny's retirement was as a result of bladder cancer and that he was preparing for the end. Radar Online also reported that alleged sources stated that one of Rogers' last phone calls was to Dolly Parton and that he was selling his property. Then, a follow-up article was released by Radar Online on May 31st, claiming that Rogers' health was worse than anyone knew. And this article also claimed that a source stated that there was a private doctor who was visiting Rogers three times a week. Now again, according to the release statement from Kenny Rogers' reps on social media today, he is not near the end and will be sticking around for years to come, and is being treated for dehydration and will go through physical therapy until he regains his strength. So well wishes to Kenny Rogers as he goes through physical therapy, and let's hope this will be the last rumor news surrounding his health. Well, that's it for today's video. Make sure you hit that subscribe button down at the bottom and turn those notifications on for breaking updates.
Yeah, he was a great guy, Kenny. I was listening to his stuff, and I like it.
Thank you. the light, you're the night, you're the color of my blood. You're the cure, you're the pain, you're the only thing I want to touch. Never knew that it could mean so much, so much. You're the fear, I don't care, cause I never been so much. Follow me through the dark, let me take you back to the light. You can see the world you brought to life, to your life. So love me like you.
You don't know.
You are a blabber.
Thank you.
Survivor,
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
corner.
Let me get that one.
I'm still at work now. Look at you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.